Just ask Gaurahari to bring. Can you go upstairs and bring that little book chant and be happy?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa sunyavari paskatyare satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Arvaita Garadhara Sivasadi Gaurapattavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Yes. So, Hare Krishna Yadunanda Maharaj. I hope I can also satisfy your exalted inquiry into the nature of Krishna consciousness. Hari Bol. If I'm correct, we will end our program at 10 o'clock. Is that correct? Good. Oh, Krishna. First of all, let me welcome you for your fourth full day of the Pandava Sena Kirtan Fiesta. You have done very, very well so far, and I'm overjoyed to join Akandadi Prabhu and also Yadunandan Maharaj, who have both at separate times confided in me. They have confessed something, they have told something from their heart. What they said is that we ourselves, as devotees who have spent longer time in Krishna consciousness, feel greatly encouraged in your association, because we see something which is most probably the greatest treasure to be found in this world. This very great treasure seems to be with you. It's that original inquisitiveness, or let me say it in better terms, lobha, or eagerness to deeply immerse yourself into the spiritual culture of Krishna consciousness. We can see this. You come with questions. Some of you are question marks, walking question marks. and I mean here in the sense of inquiry. You want to know. You want to know it well, you want to understand Krishna consciousness, you wish to make an experience which empowers or encourages you to go forward. And it is this eagerness which brought you all the way over the channel which separates Great Britain from the European mainland. It brought you all the way over the channel, over the Pyrenaic Mountains, that's the mountain chain which separates France from Spain, and brought you here in this, let me say, sacred place, which has become a little bit dusty, so that we have the opportunity to do some service, cleaning service, and you are now here going through the experience of a Kirtan Fiesta or a spiritual retreat. I want to encourage you, keep that that flame burning. It's your most important treasure. You see, in all of us, there's something inherent. And now comes the philosophy. Just like in this match, there is something which is at the moment dormant in a sleeping form. We can't see it, but it is inherent. I think it's clear what that is. Fire, yes, fire. It needs a certain process to bring this fire out. In the same, much the same way, we all have an inherent quality. You call it seva vasana. Vasana means a deep desire for service. Where should we direct this seva vasana? This deep desire to be of use, to enhance the pleasure of someone we love. Where to direct it. When this seva idea is coming a little bit out, it manifests in service to the country, service to of a mother or father to their beloved child. You know, it comes, and we have seen how mothers have done incredible things when this desire manifested a little bit. You know, I'm often in Croatia, and there was one a little tragedy. You know, one father had gone with a motorboat with his children towards an island when a storm surprised the little family, father and mother. Mother was stayed at home. Father and the children got stranded on an island by this storm and could not leave the island any longer. There was a cliff. You know, I maybe have to make it very clear. Let's say this is the island, okay? So here was a steep cliff, and there was a little patch of sand where the motorboat got blown by the powerful winds. And just as it came close to the island, it got damaged by one of the rocks and sank in the water. And the father could just take his little infant daughter and infant, you know, not really infant, maybe, you know, 10 months old, and the other was almost 2 years, to the shore, and it was there, on that little patch of land. Am I clear? So a rescue team came to try to rescue the father and the child, and the two children, which were reported to be missing by the mother who stayed at home. Where is my husband and where are my children? And the rescue team couldn't approach the little patch of white sand on the island, because there were these rocks before, and they would rip open the bottom of the rescue boats, and the rescue boats would also sink like the motorboat had done. Helicopters were brought to bring the father and his two children, but there was still this wind raging, and the helicopters could not come close to the cliff unless they would be blown by the storms on the cliff and also become destroyed. So then a rescue team came from the other side of the island, the other beach, went down and wanted to go down from down to the husband and the children to give them milk and food and warm cloth, but they couldn't come because there was again this wind blowing. Then finally the mother came. Mother inspected the cliff. She took warm things, milk, food. And then this mother, who had no experience in mountain climbing, somehow, it is still mysterious how she did it, climbed down the cliff to be with her children in this hour of need and to give comfort to her husband and give them milk, and cloth and just take them near her warm body, and warm them up. How could she come down the cliff? It's a mystery to the biggest mountain climbers. There was a storm going. No chance to climb down. A mystery. A helicopter couldn't approach. The motorboats, the rescue boats couldn't approach. The most powerful muscular saviors of mankind could not approach. How could this weak, skinny mother climb down the cliff? As the storm was raging. I have to wake my audience up, I think. Why? Ask yourself this question and find out your greatest strengths. Her seva, motherly seva attitude, was coming forth. And this seva attitude, as it was released, started to burn, and give her strength. Hare Krishna. When this seva attitude is manifested a little bit more, you begin to want to serve God. Not that you don't serve your children when there's need, but when it becomes more manifested, that means more strong, more intense, you want to serve God. And when it becomes fully manifested, then you just totally fall in love with Krishna and serve Him. With God, I mean a general understanding of God. Let us look at this example again. Inside our heart is the service attitude, just like fire is in the match. When it becomes a little bit manifested, we serve the human beings. When it, like children in a selfless way, when it becomes more manifested, at such a time, you want to serve God. This is a little bit more. Huh? But when the seva attitude becomes very, very, very much manifested and becomes a raging, empowering fire, then you serve Krishna. I want to show this now to you. I will burn this tent before you. No need. You understand the point, right? Then no need. Let us, you know, be cultured here. And also Krishna Kirtan will no longer invite me. And Makhanlal also will not invite me. And Sita Shakti, that was enough. I always knew this Swami is not, is extraordinary. Keep this point in your mind. Seva, partially manifested, more manifested, and finally fully manifested. Selfless service is the greatest treasure. It's so empowering. Remember the mother of Croatia who did what no rescue team could do. She overcame all the obstacles to serve her little children and her husband. More manifested, think of the servants of God like Francis of Assisi. Fully manifested, think of Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur, whose amazing story we heard yesterday. Then it is a raging fire. Good. So, I would like to now ask you a very important question. What could it mean to serve Krishna? What service you could... let me ask that a little bit more clearer. What service to Krishna could you do? I will draw from my Pandavasena audience. My Spanish audience will have ample opportunity to ask, to contribute in the Spanish retreat, which starts on Monday. So, are you a Pandavasena, an authorized one? Good. Yes. Please... Krishna's devotees. That's how I manifest my service attitude. Mm-hmm. Preach about Krishna. Very interesting contribution. I think you keep in mind that verse of the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna himself says, "He who preaches is most dear to me in this world, and no one is even dearer to me than this." Mm-hmm. You are Noah of Bhagavad Gita. Mm. Yes. Yes, to serve, I will need an expert servant to guide me, so I will follow the order of my spiritual master and devotees. Hmm? Yes. Other ideas how you could manifest your service idea, service. Please help me, I do know your name. It starts with V, isn't it? Vandana or? Vrinda Kishori. God, this is a good name. Vrinda Kishori, please say. Chanting. Vrinda Kishori wants to chant and dance. I think I have seen you have a natural attraction to chanting and dancing. I have seen Vrinda Kishori was with her husband in the Kirtan retreat in Croatia. Next to that island where it happened, what I said. Yes. I want to follow the lead of Vrinda Kishori. Is there a football match England against the rest of the world? Or what is it seems to be quite dramatic. It seems to be an important one. So... I want to take the lead of Vrinda Kishori because obviously Vrinda Kishori has an idea about what I want to talk about. It's not so difficult. what, you know, we know chanting with a seva attitude. What could that mean? This is now a very important question. My devotees, my dear devotees, I want to say, Krishna only comes to you in kirtan if you chant with a service attitude. There is this. This is my only very deeply philosophical point. You please listen to this. Can someone connect this with the electricity? Atta Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivado Svayam Eva Spurat Yada. The name of Lord Krishna and the other aspects of Lord Krishna cannot be grasped by the senses, the Indriyas. Krishna's name appears on its own on the tongue of someone whose face is turned toward service. My dear devotees, think about this. Only if you are sevan mukhe, mukha means face and seva means service, if your mukha or face is turned towards service, or in other words, if you do service, if you have a service mood, a service inclination, then only Krishna agrees to appear before you. Krishna is not like the waiter in your ordinary London restaurant where you go, waiter, waiter, come, bling, 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 and the waiter comes, oh, yes, I'm here. You know, Krishna doesn't come like that. Krishna, Krishna, you're supposed to come here. I'm a Pandava Sena member on the Kirtan Fiesta. I'm supposed to be in blissful Krishna consciousness as I chant. It must happen. Please, you have said you come, otherwise I give my money back. Do you think Krishna will come like that? Krishna comes when you are in a service mood, when you are sevan mukhe. And then he comes, no matter what is your qualification. We found a verse in the Bhagavatam where it was explained that Lord Krishna appeared on the tongue of Bharat Maharaj, who, due to a mistake in his execution of devotional service, had become a deer. He chanted at the end of the life at the deer form, Hari Narayan. Yeah, but he chanted like a dying person. Hari Narayan! Hari Narayan! And that's how he left his body. Now, anyone, do we have a veterinary here? Is that an English word? Veterinary? A vet. Thank you. That makes things simple. Any vet knows that a deer can't speak Hari Narayan. It can make sounds like oomph, 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 oomph. Sometimes it makes like but not Hari Narayan. How could this particular deer chant? My dear devotees, listen to the secret. It might be the key which turns your whole life around. It might be something which sets you ablaze in bhakti. Yeah? Listen very carefully. This is most important. If you understand this point, you will be a master of bhakti yoga. See, he had given up in his life as Bharata, the king, his kingdom, in order to concentrate his whole attention on the development of Krishna consciousness. Then, by an accident which is a little embarrassing, he fell down from his exalted level of Krishna consciousness and neglected his spiritual practice. And as a result, because he was thinking of a deer at the moment of his death, he was born as a deer. But Krishna always keeps his devotees in his mind. He doesn't forget his devotees, even if the devotees momentarily forget him. So Krishna equipped the deer with memory of his past life. And now as a deer, the deer always went to where discussions of Krishna took place. It always strolled around an ashram in the forest and listened when there was a Bhagavatam lecture, like you do at the moment. Then the deer was always doing the service of Shravanam. Shravanam is the one service of Bhakti Yoga. You know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Pada Sevanam, all these services. Shravanam means hearing about Krishna. Chanting Krishna is a service. When you dance energetically, it's a service, my dear devotees. You are doing service. You're taking your youthful energy and serving the glorification of Krishna. You glorify, it's a service. Pada Sevanam, worshipping the lotus feet. It can also mean restoring the temple grounds which are belonging to the to Radha Govinda Chandra, the deities of a place. It's serving their lotus feet. Huh? So all these are services, and the Bharata, as a deer, did this service. And because he was doing service, the holy name appeared on his tongue. We once in Goloka Dham or Abenteuer, I think you visited. When did you visit? Last year even. We had a motherless deer. This little deer's mother was killed when they had this hunting session. And somehow devotees took compassion on this little deer and nursed it so that it became older. And this deer was always on the lawn. And it liked to be with devotees. It went, you know, when I was chanting, it came close and so on and so forth. And I know this deer was not so advanced. It always said, and sometimes, when it had gases, you know. So I know the deer communication very well. I know all the expressions of deer language, but it could not chant Hare Krishna. Often I tried, chant Hare Krishna, dear. Because he was not in a service attitude. He just enjoyed. And therefore the holy name didn't appear on his tongue. But Bharat Maharaj as a deer, was chanting. And many devotees have said that other animals also experienced how Krishna came on their tongue. In Peru, I have heard there was a Sankirtan party and a dog came always and chanted. And the dog went on his hind leg and did Krishna, 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 something like this, you know. But it clearly pronounced a little bit with a dog accent. The holy name. The holy name had appeared on the tongue because it did service in the Sankirtan mission. It danced, you know, and so on. But if there is no service attitude, the holy name doesn't appear. And I know sometimes we, all of us, are not so good in our service attitude. And then we chant Hare Krishna, dry rounds. Do you know what is a dry round? Or do you know what is a dry kirtan?
You just want to leave. I hope he stops. I hope, oh, now again, a new melody. Why? Fool, look at the clock. It's the end. I have a right to my end of the kirtan. Yeah, I played along. I know it's not cool to leave the kirtan because everyone will think I have no energy and will not marry me. Okay, I stay, but only up to the designated time. And so on. This means you have not engaged yourself in kirtan with a service attitude. And Krishna has not come. Like we discussed yesterday, all you have is the shadow. And we know no one is nourished by the shadow. Now I want to ask you the most important question. And I really request you to really think deeply. What could it mean to chant the name of Krishna in a service attitude? What would make all the difference? Is it a good question?
Yes.
Do you realize how important it is to have this mood of service to become ignited? You know, that empowerment, that your original nature, I hope I don't burn myself here, comes out. Okay, so now, all answers are usually right, so please also, this time I want to ask Makanlal, oh Makanlal and Sita Shakti. They are arranging something. Or is there another one? See, because I don't know you, I want to give the new people a chance. Makanlalji! You are stealing butter when no one looked. When they were all in the tent. I'm joking. Makanlal, remember... only 15 more minutes. I have to stop in time, otherwise the time is up. So Makanlal has, we have had a discussion, I think yesterday, because he knows you. He will now give all of you a chance to ask your question. He will give you the microphone, because we want to also involve the young, the newcomers here. The question is, what could it mean to serve a Krishna while chanting the holy name? How would you chant the holy name in a service attitude? It's not an easy question, but I think there is already one idea. Please raise your hands very much so that Makanlal can see with his eyes. Yes, Hare Krishna. Oh, you have served Krishna with your voice. It's, a genuine mood of gratitude and humility. Anyone else? Please, not everyone at once. Oh, now they come. Yes. Sort of mood where you offer respect and don't
expect respect in return.
Yes.
You all have right answers. I have, of course, my answers written down. Hare Krishna, Tulsi. Tulsi, I will do a service for you. For your excellent voice improvement, you will get a fisherman's friend. Please chew it very carefully and slowly, that it does the effect on the voice. Yes.
Thank you so much. We should try and chant in such a way that it's solely for Krishna's pleasure, not for anything else.
We should chant solely for Krishna's pleasure, not for anything else. Now, this might sound very heavy, what our devotee is explaining, but you know there is something. If you water the root of the tree, the leaves are automatically satisfied. So if you serve Krishna, then you are automatically satisfied. Yeah? You're looking at me, the question is difficult. No problem. Any answer is good. Yeah. To let Krishna know that you love him. How would you do this? That's a wonderful answer. Try and focus. Maybe offer your heart to Krishna also. Yes, I like this very much. This is how the Mataji said, to let Krishna know that I love him. Wonderful. You have touched my stone-like heart with this. Yes, to let him know. Yeah. Yes. Hare Krishna, Jagannath Kirtan Prabhu. One way would be to put Krishna in the center, and I think Jagannath Kirtan has Kirtan in mind, during the Kirtan, and to do everything else in that consciousness, singing. For instance, if you would put Krishna in the center when you sing, how would you sing? You would try to sing melodiously. That's how Jiva Goswami says you sing. You are careful with rock and roll. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, cool. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Super cool. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You know, you would sing melodiously, not this. Yes. Hare Krishna. Your good name? Rakesh. Rakesh. So creative, new names are available. In.
I guess, whatever you do, if you offer it to Krishna first, then
whatever you do, says Rakesh, you offer it to Krishna first. That is the point of Jiva Goswami Rikisha, one of the greatest philosophers of Krishna consciousness. He says, before you do an activity, you make in your mind, this is for Krishna. For instance, when you go in the kirtan, before you enter the kirtan mode, you say, this is
just for you. I remember when I was young, there was a song, it was called, and then, it's just for you. This was a song I remember. And I would use this song for my mother, because I loved my mother when I was a little boy. I would always pick flowers. It's just for you. You know, it was Krishna. So for Krishna, it's just for you, Krishna. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, our Makhanlal is in control here, and no manatees, they are not daring to talk, or... Yes, Hare Krishna. Oh, wonderful, our Mataji has a good idea. You serve the holy name by spreading the holy name, following Srila Prabhupada's instructions, and doing Harinam in the street. This, my dear devotees, is such a profound answer, and tomorrow we have the chance. Tomorrow we will actually go to Madrid. I can't wait. It's my childhood dream to go to Madrid, and I can go as a devotee and sing and drive everyone crazy. That's wonderful. yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Everyone is exhausted. I mean, not exhausted. The answers, I think you want to hear, you know, what we... not that, but I will tell you what I had in mind. If you want that Krishna appears in your kirtan, you should first become aware of the meaning of the mantras. Those of you who take notes, this is now what we teach in the kirtan retreat, so you get it for free. The simple meaning is, O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. If you chant this attitude, you will see this miracle. Krishna, who is dormant within your heart, will manifest and come. Then chant melodiously and loudly for Krishna's pleasure. This is a service you do for Krishna. When you sing Hare Krishna, when you play Madanga, oh, Madanga, you are all innocent Madanga players, but I have seen Madanga players who only come to the kirtan when they can play the Madanga. If not, they don't come. Whom are they serving? This question they must ask themselves. Give your full attention and heart to the kirtan. This is always Aindra's Prabhu's point was, you know, you would sit behind Aindra in the kirtan and it would really start going, and then you would just space out, then he would look back and say, play your kirtans properly in the service mode. Give 100%. That's, you know, when you look at his picture there, that's why he was in Vrindavan and did the service which he did. It was 100% surrender to the holy name. And he wouldn't tolerate anyone in the immediate circle who was not willing to enter this service mode. Give your 100%. Then I have other points, but I want to keep it simple here. Prabhupada writes about this. Fire will act regardless of whether handled by an innocent child or by someone
well aware of its power. No? If a child comes and puts this to the temple house, which is so full of wood, it will act, even though the child doesn't know about fire. For example, if a field of straw or dry grass is set afire, either by an elderly man who knows the power of fire or by a child who does not, the grass will anyways be burnt to ashes. Similarly, one may or may not know the power of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But if one chants the holy name, he will become free from all sinful reactions. So, chant the holy name in a service attitude, and it will act. Even if you are not a pandit, if you are not a scholar, Krishna will come, dance on your tongue, and your life will be transformed. You will be set afire, like Prabhupada says, like a dry field of straw. I'm not saying you are dry, but this is just an example how it works. This is what I wanted to share with all of you. We have 2 minutes for questions. We are very much on time. See, Krishna Kirtan, I am on time. Anyone has a question regarding these points? It seems to be clear. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
How is it possible to chant the name purely for the pleasure of Krishna? Because, I mean, even if you chant in a service attitude, you still, I have in mind that I want, because I think that I can get pleasure out of chanting the holy name. So, I don't quite see how you can purely chant the pleasure.
For Krishna's pleasure. Very good question. How can you chant for Krishna's pleasure? Just think, as you are chanting, Krishna is there. And you will see, the moment you feel Krishna is there, you will naturally want to please Him. It's only if you think, Krishna is not there. What is there is interesting women. Or if you're a woman, you think, okay, I will dance so that the man will look at me, and I know how to do it. I learned it in a discotheque. At that time, it will not be. But the moment Krishna is there, it's natural. Yesterday, I saw how Yadunanda Maharaj went through the house, or was it the day before yesterday? I think I went together with Yadunanda Maharaj. We wanted to just give strength to the toilet cleaners and the lawn cleaners and the gate cleaners and the fountain cleaners and everyone. And I noticed the moment we two came in our sannyasi dress, Yadunanda Maharaj with his impressive danda, immediately the boys said, oops. The rooms became extremely silent and solemn and so on. Before that, there was this wild laughing and wrestling going on. Immediately it changed. Isn't it? When we see the sannyas danda of our Yadunath Maharaj, we feel like, okay. okay. Maharaj! We feel like that. We feel like that. Yes. So this is a little example to hint. When you think Krishna is there as you chant, it will influence your attitude. 100%. Thank you for your excellent question. I'm over time. I know if you have further questions, there will be other opportunities. Now let us hear from Makhanlal and Sita Shakti about the exciting news of the day. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Thank you. Krishna.